It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
How are your sideburns going today?
They're patchy. 'Cause I can't grow a full beard and I need to shave.
I liked your little mustache. You know when you had that kind of evil just mustache?
Just the mo. Did you like that, did you?
Yeah. Can we darken it up a bit?
No, that's the problem. That's why I don't.
But you know how like girls get their eyebrows tinted? Mm. Why don't you just get your mustache and your little goatee tinted? Sexy pirates in, mate. That's all I'm saying.
Are you done?
Sorry, yeah, I'm done.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
When you're selling something online, you're taking as good photos of it as possible. Maybe mm-hmm. you take it down to the beach, and you put it in front of the water, and then you get real down low.
Yeah.
Or you get your significant other to get real down low.
Yeah.
And then take the photo, get the lighting right.
Nice.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, and put a filter on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. You've already sold me. I'll take two of them, whatever mm-hmm. they are. A guy has kind of done that. He's trying to sell his 2011 Nissan Navara.
Yeah.
Anyone who knows the 2011 Nissan Navaras, it's an STR D22 manual, 4x4 S5 dual cab.
Okay, take your word for it.
Wants 21,999 for it, $21,999.
Okay. Just say 22, but anyway.
Like 22 is out of my budget, mate.
Yeah, 21,999.
I'll take it.
Love the human brain.
Okay, so he's uploaded a whole heap of info and 40 photos.
40?
Because, I mean, once you go, you do a lap of the exterior and then you do the interior.
Yeah.
It's quite quickly. It gets up to, say, 38 photos.
I guess more photos are better than not enough.
Yeah.
If from a buyer's point.
Exactly. Yeah, and you want to put that little bit of point of difference.
Yeah.
Get it over the line. What makes you separates your ad for your Navara from the other Navaras out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, close-ups and stuff.
As I say, you get up to about 38 photos.
Mm.
He's put 40 up, though.
Okay.
And the problem is he's hit upload all.
Yeah.
And when he's done that, it's somehow scooped up a couple of other photos that aren't necessarily Navara related.
Okay. Right.
As you flick through the job, I keep calling it a job ad. The ad for the car has been taken down now from car sales.
Yeah.
For violating their community standards.
He's trying to sell a car and pick up someone in the same ad, maybe?
Let's just say there's a real close-up shot of his drive shaft.
Oh, no.
And or gear stick.
No way. Mm-hmm. No. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Does it look like it's a blurry accidental, or does it look like, hey, I've put a can of beans next to it so that you can see
what I'm working
with?
I'll show you this picture.
Okay.
And it's blurred out the
Okay. So what he's doing there is a stretch that I would say you do to stretch out your bum muscles, like your back quads.
I just thought he'd like crossed his legs.
Yeah. Well, he may have crossed his legs. And then what he's got is that he's crossed his legs and he's pointing to his ankle.
Yeah.
But he's made sure that the finger is pointed so that it's... we lost the laptop there. He's made sure that the finger is pointed to the max so that you can see what is clearly blurred out there for the article that you're reading is quite... it's got a lot of... do Navaras have? Girth.
he's taken a photo of into his lap, essentially, is what you can see.
He's got a lap snap.
Yeah.
He's got a little lap snap there.
Do you know what I love, though, is that he went to the effort of putting, you know, those seatbelt covers? Those little soft, fluffy things that you can put as a nice little pink one, it looks like. Just wrapped right around.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
We're sitting on 3 degrees outside. It is almost winter and it's also a little bit, how's your father out there?
Just so I can write it down, how's your father? Mm-hmm. What will that fit into? What parameters are we using for how's your father in the weather?
Anything that's like you step outside and you're like, ooh.
Ooh. Okay. That's how's your father. Yeah, that's good. So we're talking 0 to 3 degrees?
Zero to three degrees and under. Okay. Nah, four and under.
Four and under is
we're
how.
At 3 point, now 7.
How's your father? Yeah, okay.
Bit, not how's your father. It's a bit how's your father.
Oh, it's a bit how's your father. It's definitely how's your father if it's minus four, but it's a bit how's your father if it's 4 and 0. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K Rock 955.
Who's Froffin' Willie?
Yeah. Remember back in the day when COVID happened and we were Froffin' Ben Sutton?
Brett.
Sutton.
Brett.
Brett. What did I call him?
Ben.
Ben, sorry.
That's his brother who's not quite as attractive. Always a shame when, you know, one sibling is more attractive.
Why did you look at me? You had to do that, didn't you? Yes, I get it. My siblings are hot.
No.
Whatever.
Yes. Oh, God. I don't know what to say.
Trapped. So Sutto was hot, right? Yeah. We didn't realise.
He's still alive.
He is. Yeah, he is. And we didn't realise. We put it to the people. And we thought, okay, this has kind of happened again.
Yeah.
We need to put it to the people to see his Froff and Willie. Because Prince William, he was sitting down. He's been trending for a lot of reasons this morning. But one of them is up on the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's Instagram page.
Mm, not as stuffy as it sounds.
Nah. He posed getting the COVID vaccine.
Right.
So he's sitting there, he's got a mask, and a nurse is jabbing him in the arm with the vaccine.
Yeah. With the needle, yeah.
With your
face. As is standard procedure.
And he's pulled up his top, he's wearing a pullover with a shirt, and he's pulled it up, and then everyone's like, oh, Will. Biceps are out.
Guns out. Sun's, well, it's England, so sun's not out.
Sun's not out, but guns definitely. Out. And then so everyone is writing on this Instagram post, he's really fit.
Yeah.
Prince Williams has some guns. Look at them guns.
He seems like a busy guy, so good on him for finding time to go to the gym. But then just the idea of Prince William just working out, just doing some bicep curls or something. Like, it's just such a weird kind of
like on the
image.
Velvet couch, or like where do they have a home? Maybe they've got a home gym.
Mate, they've got 65 rooms. Of course they've got a home gym.
Well, I'm guessing that one of the rooms is just all mirrors and Will just is like, just fogs them all up.
He doesn't seem like that type of guy. I don't think he's that type of guy.
Well, me and you don't. But apparently there's people out there that do.
Hang on. So can I ask you, as a red-blooded female?
Yes.
Who is into the opposite sex? Do you like what you see with the bicep of the king to be?
Everyone loves a nice bicep, man or woman. Everyone froths a bicep. But I wouldn't, I mean, my initial photo was, oh yeah, Will's getting jabbed. It wasn't like, Will's getting jabbed.
Look at that definition.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, and the other part to this is Prince Harry is, you know, quite the pants man. So
yeah, he's the pants man.
So he's the brother that is always, and you know, I was saying before, it's a bit sad when one sibling's more attractive than the other.
You have to bring it up every time.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
Keith Urban. The obligatory, You can find one. That's a little, what do they call them? A little Easter
hum.
Egg.
Oh.
You know, like you get in, you just find one in every song.
A little Write this down.
Yeah.
New game.
Yep.
Guess the
Guess the hmm.
Right? And Maddie will cut up famous hmms, and you and I have to guess the
Who's the
Yeah. You're going to win every week.
All right.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K Rock 955.
Fun fact. Friday, yes, every Friday we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously good at their job. They're always fun, always full of fun and interesting facts.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. You didn't swear, but you were so close with that F.
They're always fun. They are always fun, but they're also full of fun and interesting facts.
And that's another part that's fun, seeing you just absolutely lose it if you don't get it correct.
Mm.
It's not fun for me, though.
Look, I expect...
Because I think you're great.
Thanks, mate.
I didn't mean to laugh.
I expect a lot out of myself and the people around me.
I know you do.
I write that in my resume.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people who expect a lot out of the people around me.
Ah, oh, nice. And I can work, you know, autonomously or not.
Or not. I'm good as a part of a team, but also I can work on my own.
Give them all the things on the resume. I can do it all. Yeah. Excel? Sure.
Proficient in. Okay, fun facts for today. Did you know that pints of beer in South Australia are 25% smaller than the rest of the country? Yes, obviously, because there you ask for an imperial pint. If you want a normal pint, you ask for an imperial pint. If you ask for a pint, you'll get a schooner. It's very simple, guys. I don't know where the confusion
God.
Is. In the 50s, fish fingers were just one of a variety of newly introduced rectangular foods, including ham sticks, veal sticks, and dried butter bean sticks. It was all about the sticks in the
50s. I'm just trying to think which one's the grossest out of those.
It's all gross. Many Victorians, and I mean Victorians like in the Victorian era,
yeah,
experienced pteridomania. I assume the P's actually silent. I just put it in there so you know.
So it'd be
pteridomania.
Oh, yeah.
The obsessive desire to collect ferns.
Don't look at me.
I know a lot of Victorians that are suffering from that, particularly through the lockdown period. Mm. Here's one for you. Hummingbirds can lick things 20 times a second.
What? Don't ever, ever do that again.
I definitely did not include that fun fact just so that I could do that. And finally, I mean, surely that would be the big one you go out on, Lewis, but no, here we are.
Mm.
The North American possum has 13 nipples. 12 of them are in a circle and then one in the middle of the circle.
Why do they have that many?
Don't know. No follow-up questions.
Sorry.
But essentially, I think that's just revealed that Harry Styles is a North American possum.
He is.
That's Fun Fact Friday.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
What should Loggie have done? You were at a venue, a bar in Jandakot recently.
Yeah, it's called Bird Rock. It's like a dinner joint, but then it turns into like a happening joint.
Yeah, and it was
afterwards.
Really happening.
Yes.
And the bar was just packed, and there were lots of people looking for service, and obviously not as many bar staff as there were customers.
And they were doing a great job.
But working their butts off, and, you know, you can't be across everything, and people try and take advantage. You saw a woman right next to you lean around her friend and reach over the bar and grab a bottle of spirits.
Yes.
And then go to disappear into the crowd.
Yeah.
And you had a moment. It was like a sliding doors moment. You're like, what do I do? And what you did was give her a stern look.
It wasn't even stern. It was a shock to look like. And then I kind of smiled like.
Deer in headlights.
Okay.
You're cool.
I'm cool. Yeah.
And then you went and told your sister what you'd just seen. And she was like, well, that's not on.
Yeah.
Which is your sister all over. And she. Not on my watch. And she went and spoke to the bar staff. And did they end up finding the person?
I don't know if they ended up finding her. They're like, we're going to look at the CCTV footage and we're going to find this. Because I couldn't. Pulling around the crown.
What should you have done? Did you do the right thing by keeping your head down or should you have gone and told which sister was right?
All right, we've got Ed from St Albans Park. Ed, what do you reckon in this situation?
Good morning, guys. I think in this situation, Locke, you did the right thing by you recognised the incident, but by not reacting personally, because that lady was probably under the influence of alcohol. She had a bottle in her hand and may not have taken quite nicely to you actually dobbing her in.
Of course, Ed.
Oh, you're suggesting it might have got a bit physical.
I reckon she may have used your head for batting practice.
Oh, my God. Yet. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
No, we don't want that.
So that's taking my general life rule angle, which is don't get involved.
Head in the sand.
Yeah, that's
head
right.
in the sand.
I don't mind that.
What about you, Marlene from Werribee? What do you think?
I think Tim that just spoke, I think he's pretty right. You did the right thing. Silent dobbers are the best.
Silent dobbers. Okay.
Oh,
so
the
so
silent
still,
dob.
Still the SBD.
Yeah.
The old silent but still dobbing. So you go, Marzi, so you'd go. See, I said go to security, whereas Log's sister went to the bar staff. So are you suggesting maybe you just kind of gravitate towards the back of the room, have a quick word to.
Yes, I'm a silent dobber, but then I might have grabbed the grog off her and taken it to the toilet.
See, that's another good option there.
Mixed messages there, Marlene.
We've got Julie and Corio. What do you think, Julie?
I actually would have said something to her, and then I would have let the bar staff know, because it's a small business and they can't afford to have people stealing grog, because that's a lot of money to a small business.
Absolutely. Like, that's what so I thought I too.
I actually would have called her out and said something to her, and if she would have asked up, then the bar staff would have, it would have caused attention to herself.
And she would have got kicked out and so on and so forth.
Julie, I would just love to have you on a night out, just saying.
Can you shepherd her?
Yeah,
can you,
I'd appreciate
chaperone
that.
Chaperone. All right.
I do not go out to cause trouble, but to steal from a small business is pretty low. Yeah.
But you'd get into trouble if I needed, though, wouldn't you, Julie?
COVID time. Sorry?
I said you'd get into trouble if I needed you, though, Julie, wouldn't you? You'd back me.
I probably would, yeah.
Well, now we've regressed into Loggy recruiting muscle.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dom and Long. K-Rock.